Hello, my friend. Thank you for joining. Let's practice. Begin on all fours and sink yourself back into child's pose. Bring your hips to your heels. Stretch your arms in front of you and spread your fingers wide on the mat. Forehead to the floor or a block. Begin to notice your breath. Just notice the gentle flow of air in and out of your nose. Moving and breathing slowly in and out. Shift forward to a tabletop position and begin to move your body through some rounds of cat-cow. Keep your hands at least shoulder-width apart. Close your eyes. And just take a few rounds of cat-cow to notice the way your body is moving. Nice and gentle. Do what feels good to you. Listen. Make your way to a neutral spine and straighten your right leg behind you. Put your toes on the floor and just start bouncing back and forth a little bit. Notice the sensations in the back of your leg. Float your foot off the floor and gently bend your knee so the sole of your foot is pointing up. Pulse your heel towards the sky for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and hug your knee to your nose. And then set your knee on the floor. Take a round of cat-cow to reset. Now take your left leg behind you. Straighten your leg, put your toes on the floor, and just bounce back and forth a little bit. Notice the sensations. And now, float your foot off the floor, bend your knee, the sole of your foot shines up towards the ceiling, and pulse for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hug your knee to your nose, squeeze it in tight, and set your foot and knee back down. Make your way to downward facing dog. Just take a moment to swim in your downward dog. Bend, pedal, sway. Take some movement. Come down to your knees. Make your way to a seat. Extend your legs in front of you. Pull your booty out from underneath you. Reach your arms up over your head. And hinge from your hips to reach for your toes. Fold forward, let your head fall. Slide your hands back to your shins and lift your chest up. And then bow forward. Reach your arms back up over your head and fold in half, let your head bow. Slide your hands back, lift your chest. And fold over your legs. One more time like that. Reach your arms up. Bow forward over your legs. Slide your hands back to lift your heart up. And fold forward. Come back up to a seat. Open your legs wide into a V shape. Again, pull your booty out from underneath you. And start by putting your fingertips right in front of your body and just gently lean forward. Notice how that feels. And you might just walk your fingertips incrementally forward and follow the sensation. Maybe even putting a block under the forehead so that you could gently bow and notice how it feels. keep the breath flowing in and out. Just notice when the sensations arise. Gently walk yourself back up to center. Close your legs back up towards the front of the mat. Again, pull your booty out. And come into fish pose. Put your hands underneath your bum. Come down to your forearms and drop your head back. Keep your chin and your chest lifted. Tuck your chin, straighten your arms, come all the way down. Pull your hands out from underneath you. Come into happy baby. Reach for your feet, the pinky toe edges. If that's not accessible, you can reach for your knees or your shins, anything closer. And just take some nice rocking movements from side to side. Straighten your legs and lift your feet up to the sky. Take your hands behind you and just take a gentle inversion here with your feet elevated over your hips. You can take your legs wide. Or take any circles with your ankles and feet. Put your feet on the floor. Drop your arms by your sides and come into bridge pose. You can interlace your hands underneath your body and walk your upper arm bones in. And if you find that's not accessible, you can also reach for the edges of your mat and still draw your shoulder blades into your spine. And then gently make your way back down. Cross your right ankle over your left knee. And you could keep your left foot on the floor. Or if it feels good, draw your knee towards your chest. Interlace your fingers around your left thigh. And find yourself in this gentle hip opener. If it feels good to rock from side to side, notice the sensations that arise. And remember to breathe. Gently begin to put your left foot back on the floor and then your right foot. And we'll take the other side. Put your left ankle over your right knee. You can start by keeping your foot on the floor. Or gently pull your right thigh towards you, interlace your fingers around it, and create a little more sensation in the pose. Close your eyes and breathe. Gently return your right foot to the floor and then your left. Open your arms into a T. Pull your knees to your chest for a simple twist. Roll your knees to the right and turn your gaze to the left. Keep breathing. And come back to center. Take the other side. Knees to the left, gaze to the right. Notice where you're feeling this deep stretch and twist. And just continue to move the breath. Come back to center. One more time with happy baby. Reach for your feet or your knees or your calves or shins. And just take a few more gentle rocks from side to side. Pull your knees to your chest and give yourself a tight squeeze. Wrap your arms around your shins. And then make your way into Shavasana. Lift your shoulder blades up and slide them underneath you. Let your feet fall heavy. And close your eyes. You have full permission to do nothing. Just to lie here still for a couple of moments. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes and circle your ankles and wrists. Take a full body stretch. Pull your knees to your chest and roll over to a comfortable side. And gently make your way up to a seat. Bring your palms to touch at the center of your chest and close your eyes. Just take this moment to notice how you feel. Pull your thumbs to the center of your forehead. Bow your head forward, and together, in honor of one another, I say namaste. Thanks for practicing with me, friend. I hope to see you again on your mat soon.